2008, the California legislature banned the use of the terms biodegradable, degradable, and decompostable on plastic bags, food, and drink containers. The law went into effect almost 18 months ago. Hawaii advocate Suzanne Fraser says there are some lessons for Hawaii about the greenwashing, in particular of the plastic bags, and that may come out in the proposed Honolulu City Council bill to ban plastic bags bearing the name biodegradable. Suzanne Fraser is the co-founder of Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii, often just talked about as the acronym BEACH. She's in our studio this morning with a lot of bags. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you again. Okay, so you've got a plastic bag sitting right there that is, it says biodegradable on it, and it has some other insignias on it, and including the manufacturer who's under fire. And you're saying that with all the polyethylene in this thing, this is not at all biodegradable. It may break down, but it's not going to actually be able to not be harmful.
Yes, this is really a plastic bag in disguise. It does say
a plastic bag.
Yeah, it's really a plastic bag. It actually even has the symbol for plastic on here. It says HDPE, which is a number 2 plastic, and some bags are made with a number 4 plastic. But just writing the word biodegradable on it and putting a small bit of an additive in there, possibly 1% of this bag is starch, but that doesn't make the whole bag biodegradable. Only that 1% is biodegradable. The rest is plastic. And plastic does not biodegrade. It does not go away. It does photodegrade into smaller and smaller pieces. And by putting an additive in this bag, it actually causes the bag to look like it's breaking into that it's breaking down, but it's all that it's really doing is breaking into pieces.
And your point is that, you know, smaller and smaller doesn't mean going away and not doing harm to animals, to plant life.
That's right. Actually, this is even more of a problem, because what volunteer would rather pick up 1,000 pieces of a bag than just one bag? And we've actually had one of these bags break into over 1,000 pieces at our house. And it said biodegradable on it, and it had number 4 plastic on it, and it just made a big mess. So imagine trying to clean up all the tiny pieces of plastic bags out of the sand, out of the water, out of the soil. It's really a disaster.
And many of those pieces are going to wind up in the stomachs of sea turtles and other marine life. But aside
yes, that's
from
a big problem, actually, yeah, because sea turtles can't eat a whole bag. They can only eat pieces of a bag. So this is even more harmful to sea turtles by causing bags to break into smaller pieces faster. And then with the food chain, if you've got teeny tiny pieces of plastic getting ingested by plankton, that's passing chemicals through the food chain that bioaccumulate all the way up to humans.
Right, that's sort of the point of it, that this thing never really does go away. It's just going to simply be absorbed by other animals that will eat other animals and wind up with us. But the issue that we could have a bag that says something that leads a lot of people to believe that they're doing something good for the environment, that they are being green, that they are being involved with their communities, seems to be very
distressing. It's really unfortunate that unscrupulous manufacturers of bags and additives are cashing in on that green movement and people's good intentions to want to do what's green and environmentally friendly. So they're printing these words biodegradable on bags and also on utensils and other things when they're really just plastic. And California went the whole way and banned those words, as you said, on all plastic items so that there was no more misleading going on.
That made it very simple, but there have been attempts to do that in Hawaii which haven't gone anywhere.
We have been down to the state and the city and discussed this whole issue to see if they did want to go the whole way. But we are so grateful that all of the efforts that we've put out have been heard by Honolulu City Council. Breen Harimoto has now introduced Bill 38, and that will ban biodegradable plastic bags so that we'll get a real plastic bag ban, just like Maui County's and Hawaii County's bans.
Because the one that was supposed to go into effect in about 6 months or so was that it was exempting bags that had the biodegradable stamp on it.
That's right. I mean, people were just going to replace the regular plastic bags with other plastic bags that had the word biodegradable on it. And, you know, Kauai actually had that in their law. And their Department of Public Works found that there were no bags and no manufacturers of bags that met their requirements for a bag to be considered biodegradable. So even though it was in the Kauai law, they couldn't put it into action because there's nothing out there. There's no magic solution to plastic. You can't just put an additive in it and it's going to magically go away.
Does this mean that there wasn't enough, perhaps, due diligence done around the word biodegradable as the initial plastic bag ban was crafted?
You know, unfortunately, our organization found out about this law about the day after it passed. So we didn't get a chance to go down there and testify and bring awareness to this issue. But our organization has been very involved in researching this for many years. We've been concerned. We've been talking to people who've been using the bags, like farmers at farmers markets, etc., to raise awareness of the fact that these really are plastic bags. So if we'd had that chance, we certainly would have raised this awareness. But I think this indicates how well the companies have been able to convince people. And the Federal Trade Commission is actually, just since October last year, they're cracking down on misleading and unsubstantiated environmental claims, and they're taking actions for the first time challenging these deceptive biodegradable plastics claims. And they've actually taken ECM biofilms that's making the additive that's going in these plastic bags, actually the bag I've got here today that are being manufactured here in Hawaii. These, you know, what they're violating are the things including giving their customers and independent distributors the means to deceive consumers, you know, and they're also violating the FTC Act by misrepresenting that these plastics are biodegradable, and several other charges, including misrepresenting that various scientific tests prove their ECM biodegradability claims. So, you know, this company has gone all out in giving people the means to deceive their customers, and people have believed that information.
Next time that the bill is going to be heard is going to be a little bit later this month?
Yes, it's going to be heard again. It's passed the first reading this
last
week,
Wednesday.
And it will go into the committee hearing on Wednesday, the 21st of May at 1 p.m., and we encourage everyone to please send in testimony in support of that bill.
Meanwhile, if you have a bag that's not a plastic bag, like some of those others that are sitting there on the desk, those can be used, they can be washed, and as far as the claims that maybe they're breeding grounds for bacteria?
Well, look, there's so many alternatives. You can bring a basket, you can use the many boxes that are available. Costco has never provided bags, everybody uses boxes there. You can hand carry, like you said, you can wash your bags. So we can all do the environmentally friendly thing and bring our own bags or use boxes.
But as far as that University of Arizona study from 2 years ago that said that there are possible breeding grounds for bacteria, that was also funded by the American Chemical Council.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar with that study, but, you know, it's a battle, you know, trying to go up against the plastics industry and the chemical industry.
But it looks like at least for the in the very short term, you may be winning the small one of the biodegradable plastic bag.
We hope so, for the sake of the environment, endangered and threatened sea turtles, and the food chain.
Thanks for coming in. We'll be watching this as it travels through its own journey over the next couple of weeks. And perhaps we're all going to have to get a lot more used to bringing our own bags with us if we're not doing it already.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Suzanne Fraser is the co-founder of Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii, known by the acronym BEACH. The all-volunteer nonprofit focuses on solutions to plastic marine debris through environmental education and plastic reduction.